Laura, lul.com, maybe the rabbi may. Some of the Yesaidis of Kamle. And our starting point is Rabbi Kivager's Siddish from yesterday. The typical case of Kamle with the rabbi may is where Bez Din paskins that someone is chayiv either Misa and Mamin or Malkus and Mamin. Or Misa and Malkus, where Bezdin would normally be Mechayev two Einshin. So Kamalei B'dei Rav Minei tells us to be Mechayev only one Einish, and that's it. The Gemara in Sanhedrin has another case of Kamalei B'dei Rav Minei. That is Roidei F'acha Chaveirei Lahargoi. A case where someone is running after someone else to kill him. Ruvain is running after Shimon. He wants to kill him. And as he's running after him, he breaks kalim, he steps on kalim that are there, or he knocks things over, and he breaks things. So he's a double rush. He's running after someone to kill him. And not only is he doing that, but he's breaking things on the way. And he broke kalim on the way. So the Gemara says that he does not have to pay for the kalim that he broke. Why not? Because a raidif is, you're allowed to kill a raidif. If you see someone running after someone to kill him, so you're allowed to kill the raidif. So it comes out that when the raidif is running after him to kill him, the raidif is chayav nisan at that moment. And being that at the same moment that he's running after someone to kill him, and he's, when I say he's chayav misa, I mean he's chayav misa that anybody could kill him. Anybody who sees is allowed to kill him. So kamalei b'dei rav minei. Since he's chayav misa, he doesn't have to pay for the kalim that he breaks. Now this case of raidif is already a bigger chiddush, because he's not chayav misa in Beis Din. It could be that he ended up not killing the person he was running after. He didn't end up killing him, but he tried. He was running after him to kill him. So after everything is over, he's not going to be chayiv anything. Misa is not chayiv because he didn't kill him, and money is not chayiv because at the time he was running after him, people were allowed to kill him. So this is a new case of kamalei b'dei rav minei. This is a case where it's not that Beis Din gives him an einish of misa. There's no einish in Beis Din that Beis Din is mechayiv a raidif. Just the Torah said that if you see a raidif, you're allowed to kill a raidif. And nevertheless, the Gemara says that we say, in such a case, we say, kamalei b'dei rav minei. Rabbi Kiva Eger, it's a mitzvah to kill. It's a mitzvah to kill a raidif. It's a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah. Now Rabbi Kiva Eger took that a step further. Rabbi Kivager, that we learned yesterday, was Mechadish. That if a man is going to be Mizana with a guy, with a Gaita, a man is going to be Mizana with a Gaita, and the halacha is Kanoim Paiginbay, Kanoim season is allowed to kill him. Kanoim Paiginbay. And let's say at that time there's a Chi of Mammon too. Same time that he's going after to be Mizana with a kutis, he does damage. There's a chi of mamin, or the question of paying a knas. So Rabbi Kiva Eger was mechadesh that we say kam leib to rabbi minei, even in the case of kano and paiginbay. Why is that a bigger chiddush than the Gemara's case of raidif? Raidif is on anybody. Anybody is allowed to kill a raidif. Kanon paiginbay is only a kanoi. Kanon paiginbay, only a kanoi is supposed to kill. So he's not a kanoi, he's not supposed to kill him. It's true. It's only on some people, but it's a true chilek. But the chilek that the Rei Cheskel is dealing with is the fact that a raidif, it's a mitzvah to kill a raidif. Kill a raidif is a mitzvah. To kill someone who's bayos or aramis, to kill somebody who's being mizana with a guy, that's a rishus. Kanoam paying a blaze of rishus, because the Gemara says halacha vein lairin kein. That if somebody has a shayla, we don't pass it for him. Could do it, either he could do it, he could not do it. So from Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Rebbe Yecheskel learns this chiddush that even when killing him is a rishus, still we say kamle b'derabim mina. Since he's chayiv misa, he's not chayiv misa. Since he's mufker l'misa, it's like hefker to misa. People have rishus to kill him, so that's enough of a reason to say kamle b'derabim. That's Rebbe Kiva Eger's chiddush. Since you're allowed to kill him, there are very few such cases in the Torah, in this thing where it's a rishus to kill somebody. You know, usually either it's a mitzvah to kill him or it's an aver to kill him. Okay. You're allowed to kill him until he finishes the ma'aseh nos. Either as he's...
At that point he's already chayamisa.
But he's not, because the ma'aseh nos itself is not chayamisa. Somebody's mezana with a guy, there's no chayamisa. So the etzem aver he's doing, he wouldn't be chayamisa for. But still, at the Bishas Maisa, since the Torah learned, we learned from Pinchas, that Kanoam Pagan Bai, that a Kanoam is allowed to kill him, as a Rishus to kill him, that's enough of a reason to say, Kamle B'derabba Minei, that he should be Pater from Mammon. This is Rebbe Kiva Eger's Chiddush, there's no Gemara that says this. So, the Rebbe Yecheskel basically points out that this is Rebbe Kiva Eger's Chiddush, there is a Rishus. Again, can anybody think of other cases where you have a Rishus to kill somebody? Bodhi Machteris might be. And Goel Adam. Those are the other two possible cases of Rishus. And hopefully we'll talk about each one. But this is Rebbe Kiva Eger's Chiddush. Obviously, besides the Chiddush itself, it gives us some pause to think about what Kamle B'Deramine is. The Divrei Yecheskel brings that there's a Mishnah Melech that disagrees. Mishnah Melech disagrees, and he holds that if it's a Rishus to kill somebody, that you don't say Kamle B'Deramine, where it's a Rishus to kill somebody. And the exact case of the Mishnah Melech, you'll see in the Divrei Yecheskel, I'm not going to go into his case. For right now, it's enough to say that it's a machlokes, a chiluke deis. When you have a rishus to kill somebody, if there's such a concept, that we say kamalei d'rabim. Now, this... So there's no sameach about Goel Adam. There's sameach in Hilchos Chayvel Umazik, Perikhes. There's only one sameach in Perikhes, and he talks about Goel Adam. If someone kills someone else b'shaygeg, and at the same time he's mazik, we say kamlei b'derabim minei, and we learn out of a pasuk of a hekesh. If someone is running after someone else, if someone kills someone else b'shaygeg, at the same time he causes a hezek mamin, we say kam levi d'rabne. We learn how to be gezeres hakasav. But Sameach asks, why do you need a gezeres hakasav? Why don't we say, since the goyel adam is allowed to kill him, the goyel adam has rishus to kill him, so when we say kam levi d'rabne, even though he kills someone b'shaygeg, you only go to Galus, you don't get Misa. But the Goel Adam has a right to kill him. So why don't we say that since the Goel Adam has a right to kill him, therefore, we should say, Kamalei B'Derabim Minei, we don't need a special pasuk for Shaygigin, for someone who kills B'Shaygin. Why does Gemara bring up a limud, a hekish, that if you kill B'Shaygin, say Kamalei? It's pasuk, you say Kamalei. The person who's coming after him is allowed to is allowed to kill him. Kesar Sameach says this in Teretz. He says no, Goel Adam has to go to Bezdin first. Goel Adam first has to go to Bezdin, get Rishus. So Mimela, it's not a So Mameli says that the kasha is a toss. However, we see from the Arsameas kasha, l'chayra, that even where it's a rishus to kill, we still say kam lev d'rami.
This gets different.
But that's his teretz. I mean, so teretz is a good teretz. So yes, but bez and samela d'rami, his teretz is a good teretz. But what was his kasha? His kasha was that since a goyel adam is allowed to kill, a thing, you should say kam lev d'rami. What's the kasha? Goyel adam. All right, so machlokes and makis. If goyel adam is mitzvah rishus. But there's certainly a man, the Yama holds to Rishus, the Tano holds to Rishus. So what's his kasha? He says, Goyel Adam, we should say, Kam Levi D'Rav Minei, because the Goyel Adam is allowed to kill the person who killed his relative, Yishayi. What's the kasha? There, we should answer, there it's a Rishus. That's why I need a Zeres HaKasim. We see there are Sameach holds that where someone is allowed to kill somebody, he has Rishus Lahargai, we also say, Kam Levi D'Rav Minei. Which appears to be like Rabbi Kivager. You have to really be medayik and lashon hara sameach. It's a raya. Rak upon him, it gives us a second example of Rishus Laharagai, where we'll say kam lev d'rav minei. The third example of Rishus Laharagai by kam lev d'rav minei might be the following Gemara. We have to clear it's a raya from this Gemara. The Gemara Sanhedrin and Ayin Beis says that a Bavi Machteres, somebody, Bavi Machteres means he robs your house by making a tunnel, digging under the wall of the house and coming into your house. Bavi Machteres, so the, you know the halacha is, if somebody digs under and comes into your house to rob, you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to kill him. So above the Mechteres, you're allowed to kill. So the Gemara says that he's not Chayef Tashlumin. Let's say it cost you money to fix the tunnel, right? You dug a tunnel into your house, you're not going to leave it there. Other people are going to come in. So it cost you money to fix the tunnel. He doesn't have to pay. B'damim kaninu, the Gemara says. With blood, he was kind of. Since you're allowed to kill him when he digs, so for that reason, we say kam levi d'rav minei. That since you're allowed to kill him, so you pass him for money. This is l'chayra a third case like Rabbi Kivager. We have Rabbi Kivager's case, Kanan Paiganbay. We have our Sameach case of Goyel Adam, which is derived from our Sameach Kasha. And we have the third case now, Bobi Machteres, where you're allowed to kill him. And these old cases, we should say, "Come
in."
No, but at the time that he's digging to come in, he's chayav misa already. I'm allowed to kill him. When he started the tunnel. Okay, so maybe you're right. Maybe at the beginning of the tunnel is different. A bad example. So forget about the tunnel. When he came to the house, he took something. Shasi's in the house taking things. He's part of it. Well, what Shmuel's saying is that when he dug the first half of the tunnel, is he ready? Are you allowed to kill him back? So it depends. Okay, let's talk about it. Is Bob Melach Teres Rishus, or is it a mitzvah to kill him? Someone, Chalila, digs a tunnel into your house. It's a mitzvah to kill him, or it's Rishus to kill him? Why? Why do you have issues to kill? Why are you allowed to kill someone? You know why? He's coming to kill you. How is he coming to kill you? He's only coming to rob. So the Gemara says, why are you allowed to kill a Bavi Machteres? Because Adam Yudeya says the Ganav knows She'ein Adam Maimir Atzmai Amamayim. He knows that when he gets into your house, into anybody's house, that person is going to fight with him, try to prevent him from stealing. So why is he doing it? The assumption is that he's ready to kill. The assumption is that when he digs under the tunnel, he comes into your house, The assumption is he's ready to kill you. So hapol haragecha hashkin v'hargoi. So every babi machteres we assume is ready to kill. If the nignav stands up, tries to stop him from robbing, well, he's not looking to kill. But if someone stops him from robbing, so he's going to kill. So babi machteres that comes into your house, his intention is that if somebody will stop him, he'll kill. So therefore, what? So therefore. Therefore, what does he become a raidif?
You're making him.
If I'm not there, he's not a raidif. So if no one's in the house, he digs on that, then he's not a raidif. No shot. What happens if someone's in the house? So it's a mitzvah to kill him, or it's just to kill him? So let me ask you, l'chayra, you could look at this two ways. You could say, what do you mean? He's not coming to kill the Balabas. If the Balabas is going to try to stop him, then he's going to kill him. So that means that he sleeps right through it. Is he a raidif? Or better yet, let's say the Balabas is wide awake. But he's a smart person. He's not going to start up with him. Well, let him steal. Nobody should do it. That's the question. He's prepared to kill if somebody's going to start up with him, then he's prepared to kill. What is the Baal HaBos? Does the Baal HaBos have reshus to kill him or a mitzvah to kill him?
Some say reshus, because it doesn't matter to say that you should injure him and maybe not kill him.
Not by Bobin Machteris. There are cases where it says Yachal Atzila Bechamei Barav, but not by Bobin Machteris. Bobin Machteris Pashtus, you're allowed to kill him. Yeah. We don't raise hands here, we just speak up.
Because once he decides to stop him, that's a rishus. Whether to stop him, I don't have to stop him. I can take my money.
I see the Bobin Machteris, I have a gun under my pillow. So I'm allowed to shoot him?
So first,
right now, am I allowed to shoot him, or I have an option?
Well, let's just say, if I choose to stop him, so then immediately he's going to become a
rishus.
So it's a funny thing. I have a rishus to make it a chiyuv.
Right.
I have a rishus. I'm going to have to let him rob my house.
Right.
He'll tell me, Pekoch Nefashis, let me rob the house. I don't have to let him. Right? I'm allowed to.
Once I choose to stop him, maybe it's a
So, what does that mean? At the time, I'm making believe I'm sleeping, and he's going through my drawers, Khalil. I have a gun under my pillow. Right now, for me to pull the triggers, Rishos Rechiv.
How do you know how he got into the house?
No, it doesn't have to be a tunnel. It means if he gets into the house when he knows the owner's at home. It doesn't matter if he tunnels or he breaks in the window or whatever he does. So, is that reshus or is that a mitzvah?
Is it always the person who might kill the Balabas?
Well, he's not going to. We assume he's not going to kill him if he doesn't stop, because the Gemara says, "Adam Yedeya," the Bava Teres knows. Shein Adam Maimin Asma Alma Maimin. The other person is going to try to stop him, and therefore he's ready to kill him. But it sounds like if the Balabas, you see, today we have people on drugs, crazy people. You never know. It could be today it's different. Someone's a Khalil in your house. You never know. People kill people for no reason. But the Gemara assumes that the Ganid is a normal person. And he's not looking to kill. He's looking to rob. And if somebody will stop him, he'll kill him. But he's not looking to kill the person. He's looking to rob.
So
now,
most people
do what?
Won't have money to kill the
most Bobi Machteres. They haven't, all Bobin Machteris have in mind that if the Balabas starts up with me, I'll kill him. That's the Gemara says. If the Balabas starts up with me, I'll kill him. So therefore, a Bobin Machteris, now the Gemara says the Bobin Machteris would say, come like the Rabbiness. Now if you look at it, that a Bobin Machteris, you have reshus to kill him, but if you want, you could just make believe you're sleeping. Then it would be a riot or a Kidager. then it will be a good raya to Rebbe Akiva Eger. If you look at Bob Machteres as Rishus Laharba, then it's a raya to Rebbe Akiva Eger. If you look at it mitzvah, how would you look at it? Who held it was a mitzvah? How do you look at it as a mitzvah?
Is that called he's coming in as a retainer?
I have a mitzvah to kill him.
He's coming in ready to kill someone.
See, the thing is, it's funny. The Gemara says he's ready to kill if. If someone will start up with me, then they're ready to kill.
Okay.
In the case we saw him, he's not open. He's not shy. He's
not open.
Regular right, if he's going to kill no matter what. So, well, that means his intent is certainly to kill. He's prepared. If the person resists, he's going to kill. It seems the Torah doesn't give him a shush to do that. The Torah doesn't give him. Bezimri, the Gemara says, Fakarat. The Gemara says, Bezimri, Zimri could have killed Pinchas. So that's a raya that what? That by Pinchas, a shush, Zimri could have killed him. The Bob Mahteris. The Bob Mahteris can't say, you're right of me. So it depends on how you look at the Bobby Machteris. It could be a right to Rikiv Eger, it could be not
to Rikiv Eger. To kill the
Bobby Machteris.
What's the mitzvah?
The mitzvah is that he's a right. He's coming to kill me. It's a mitzvah to kill a right. Well, as you say, he's not coming to kill me. He's only coming to kill me if I resist. I'm not resisting. He's prepared to kill if.
If he's ready to kill him.
Let me ask you. Let's say someone comes over to someone in the street, points a gun at him. He says, "Your money or your life?" So the person says, "All right, take my money." Gives him his money. The person runs away. Does he have to bench Gaimel? Was he in Sakana? Was he in Sakana or wasn't he in Sakana? You could say he wasn't in Sakana. He said, "Your money, your life." So he gave him his money. So it's all over. Today it could be. Today everyone's nuts. It could be different. But let's say you have an ordinary person, an ordinary ganev. He just says, "Your money, your life." He gives you money. In the Paiskim, we find Chalukei Deis. There's some Paiskim who say that he's considered to be in Sakana. I think the Bir Halacha says that he's considered to be in Sakana because of the fact that Bobby Machteris, you see, it's a Sakana if someone comes over to you for money. So those who say you're in Sakana. There are other Paiskim who disagree. They say it's just the right, just the opposite. Gemara only says, if you resist, then you'll be in Sakar. That means if you don't resist, you're not in Sakar. So, there seem to be two ways to look at Bobbe Machteres. You can look at Bobbe Machteres that I'm in Sakar immediately, because Lamaisi, his intention is to kill. And then it's a mitzvah to kill him. Or you could look at it, no, if I resist, then it'll be. If I don't resist, it won't be.
I
would say
that someone else
Yes. It's true. What you're saying is true. And there's a reason for that. The reason is because Chazal assumed that in other Maimed Asim money that most people can't resist. Most people, if they're sleeping and there's a ganav in the house, even though the intelligent person knows to just make believe he's sleeping, but most people can't do it. They speak up, unfortunately, for many people. So that's why if someone sees a Bobbe Machteres, you're allowed to kill him, because we're assuming that the homeowner is not going to be able to sit quietly.
So the homeowner himself could also look at that. Hmm?
It could be, right. It could be that it's a sakana because the homeowner himself was able, he had a temptation to resist. And his not resisting itself is saved him from sakana. What you're saying is correct. But the Maisa, there are two ways to learn Bava Machteris, and probably the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the whole Devei Cheskel, Machleks of Rabbi Kiva Eger, the Mishnah Melech, by Rishus will depend on this. If you look at Bava Machteris as a case of Rishus Laharagai, then it's a riot Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you hold like the Mishnah Melech, but Rishus Laharagai, you don't say Kamlai B'Ramine, then it'll be a. Not like the Mishnah. So Akoponim, what we've learned so far is really three cases, four really. Roidif, Kanon Paganbai, Goel Adam, and Bavim Achteris. Four situations where there's at least a discussion of Kamlei. And all these four are similar in one way. It's not Bezdin being Mechayiv the person. It's not Bezdin, it's without Bezdin. Okay, but Goel Adam, there are some Achterises that you do need Bezdin. So Gael Adam, according to our Samas Peretz, is not one that should be counted as one of the four. But we have at least three cases of Raidif, Babi Machteres, Kanon Paganbai, where we have today a Chiddush that commonly the Rabbine has something is applied even when there's no din in best. That's the Chiddush of this discussion. There's just not a rioter. It's not against Rabbi Kiva Eger, but just it's not a rioter Rabbi Kiva Eger. It wouldn't be a kasher Rabbi Kiva Eger, but it just wouldn't be. Okay. Now, there's a Reb Chaim on the Inyan of Kamlei with the Rabbi name. As always, it's a Reb Chaim, which means it's the sadistic lesson in Kamlei with the Rabbi name, and it's the Geya to this, the Rabbi Cheskel. Afterwards, first we have to go to Reb Chaim, then we'll try to tie things together. The stuff from Aleph. How do you know Kamlei with the Rabbi? How do you know you don't give a person two Ein Shem? How do we know that? If you do give two Ein Shem, how do you know? Which pasuk? So we had Makis last year. Kedei Rishasai, Mishum Risha Achas, Ata Machaibai, Vi'i Ata Machaibai, Mishum Shtei Rishayis. It's a pasuk. That says, I think, Arboim Yakenu Kedei Rishasai. Give him Malkus Kedei Rishasai. Punishment for his rishis. So we darshin, that's Mishum Risha Achas Ata Mechayvi. You can punish him one thing, but not two. Now, if you look at Lamed Vav Lamed Beis in the Mishnah, that we had in the Pasuk in the Sechtes Malkus last year. If you look at Lamed Vav Lamed Beis, it brings a different Pasuk. The Mishnah says, "Kol amiskaya b'nafshe ein mishalom amin." Shenemar, a totally different pasuk, a different parasha, a different chumash. Kedei Rishas says in Devarim somewhere, and it brings a pasuk for Shemais from I guess Bishvatim. Im lo yia asayim anesh yanesh. The Torah says, if no one is killed, anesh yanesh, you have to pay. So we darshan that ha im yia asayim, if someone is killed, then doesn't you have to pay? So we learn out Kol Amaskay Benashe Emi Shalom Amen from a different pasuk. Lo Yalsin Anish Yanish. What do I need to psukim? So the Gemara asks the Kasha on Amzayin Amid Aleph. The Gemara asks on the Mishnah Hamei Hacha Nafka Mehas Nafka Kedei Rishasai. Gemara asks, why do I need to psukim? And for the Gemara, Chada b'Misa Omamin, v'Chada b'Malkus Omamin. There are two pesukim of Kamlei Rabbin. One is a pasuk for Misa and Mamin, and one is for Malkus and Mamin. Which one is which? It's easy. Kedei Rishasai, the pasuk is Arbaim Yakenu Kedei Rishasai. Pasuk is talking about Malkus. We learned that in Masechtas Malkus, right? So in Malkus, we were talking about the Einish of Malkus and Mamin. We have a Pasuk Kedei Rishasai. Mishum Rishachas Atam Achai V'Atam Achai Mishum Shtei Rishais. I wouldn't know Misa. The Gemara asks, maybe I should learn Misa from this. The Gemara learns, has a Tzrichasa. I wouldn't know Misa. So I need a second Pasuk. Lo Yasa in Anish Yanei should tell you Misa. Now, if I were to learn this Gemara, I would say that the two Kamlei with the Rabbi is the same thing. Just one pasuk for Misa Mamin and one pasuk for Malkus and Mamin. Reb Chaim says that it's not. It's two totally different demons. The entire structure of Kamlai B'Dirabba Minei by Misa and Mamin, which you learn from Lady Asim, is different than Malkus and Mamin, which you learn from Kedei Rishasim, Mishum Rishachzak L'chaimai. They're two totally different concepts of Kamlai B'Dirabba Minei. The concept by Malkus and Mamin, learn out of Kedei Risha, say Mishum Risha Achas Ata Machayvai, the Ata Machayvai Mishum Shtei Rishayas. What does that mean? That means it's a din in Bezdin. Ata Machayvai, who's Ata? Mishum Risha Achas Ata Machayvai. For one punishment, you could be, who's you? It's Bezdin. It's a din in Bezdin. Mishum Risha Achas, we tell Bezdin, you should know, you only have power to give him one einish and not two. If you have Malkus and Mamin, you only give him one. Which one? Arba Miakena. I didn't know if you give him Malkus and Mamin. So the Torah says, Arba Miakena, you give him Malkus. It's a din in Bezdin. Bezdin has no right to give two einish. It's a halach in Bezdin. And if you look back and you notes on Malkus, that's the way we learn Kamalev Durabi Nein, that's Sugya. That it's a din in Bezdin. That Bezdin has no right to give two punishments. What was the nafkamina in this chiddush? What? Right, one of the nafkaminas we had was that the person still owes the money. If someone grabs, if the other person takes the money from him, so we had a Rashi. That Rashi says that tfisa helps by kam levi d'rabbi. Why does tfisa help? So the way we were masber, I think, was from the Ketzais last year. The Ketzais was a Simcha of Ches. The Ketzais said, push it! Because the Torah doesn't say you don't owe him money. If you go over to someone, and at the same time, you do something for which you chayiv Malkus and Mamin at the same time to him, so it's not that you're not chayiv Mamin. You are chayiv Mamin. Just the Torah told Bezdin that Bezdin can't force you to pay. But Be'etzem is a chayiv Mamin. Because Mishum Rishachas Ata Machayvai V'i Ata Machayvai Mishum Shnei Rishoyis doesn't say that you're potter. It says Bezdin, you can't do anything about it. Another nafkamina was that you're Chayiv Latisidei Shemayim. Rashi said that an Erlech Hayid who made a mistake, he didn't have Eira, that's Malkus and Mamon, is going to pay. Because Kamlei B'Dirabminei is only a din in Bezdin. Bezdin can't force you. But you yourself, you should pay. Yitaka should pay. So by Malkus and Mamin, we have this chiddush that it's a din in Bezdin. By Misa and Mamin, it's not. By Misa and Mamin, im lo yia asayin anish yanish. Reb Chaim learns the pasuk of im lo yia asayin anish yanish that the Misa, the chayvus of Misa, it's kailo the moment, it patters the moment. There is no chiyuv moment. La yias and anish yanish. Only if there's no Misa, then there's a chayvus of moment. Ha im yias, but if there's a din Misa, then be'etzem there's no chiyuv moment. In other words, it's not pshat there's a chiyuv moment and Bezdin can't enforce it. There is no chiyuv mamin. When somebody is chayiv misa, does an avera chiyuv and misa. Mamin is, call it, it's included in the misa. There is no chiyuv misa b'chlam. So it's a totally different din than the din of Malkus and mamin. Malkus and mamin just doesn't can be mechayiv. Misa and mamin, no, there's no din mamin. The Torah, when the Torah said you have to pay, it said, lo yias, and you have to pay. That means if there's a din misa, that you don't have to pay. That's what you have to pay. Reb Chaim brings a number of nafkaminas in this with this chiddush between dinei misa and dinei mamon. One nafkamina he brings is there's a Taisus on Daf Lamed Beis says that by Edim Zaymimin, tried to be mechayev someone Malkus and Mammon. How could you have such a case? The Tosfos brings a hefetimsa. They tried to mechayev someone in one ma'isa for Mammon and Malkus. So the Edom Zayinim get, when Mazam them, we do Kasha Zama. They also have to pay and get Malkus. Why? So Tosfos learns that that's one punishment. It's one punishment of Kasha Zama. The one punishment of Kasha Zama. They try to get Malkus and Mammon. They also have to get Malkus and Mammon. It's one punishment. This is what Tosfos says on Daf Lamed Beis. Reb Chaim says that that's only true by Malkus and Mammon. Because by Malkus and Mammon, where Be'etzem there's a Chiyuv. So Chayach to say that Kasha Zama will give him Malkus and Mammon too. Now we'll call it one punishment, Risha Achas, and we'll give him Malkus and Mammon. But Lo Yetzur, there would be such a case by Misa and Mammon. By Misa and Mammon, the Gzeres HaKosav is that Mammon is Nichlal in the Misa. When you give someone a punishment of Misa, there is no Mammon. There is no Chiyav Mammon. So since there is no Chiyav, the Chiyav Mammon is covered by the Misa. In Yia Asim, there's no Chiyav Mammon. So Mameila, even by Zaynamin, we won't give Misa and Mammon. Because it's not Pshat that it has to be Risha Achas. Even if it is Risha Achas, Misa and Mammon. The Mammon is covered by the Misa. The Misa is such an overwhelming punishment that it includes the Mammon. And in Meila, there won't be a Chiyav Mammon. Well, Karis and Mammon, the same thing. Well, you too, you would have a case of Karis and Mammon. The Karis is so strong that it overwhelms Mammon. Okay, but Zamyamin is not Shaya Karis and Mammon. They have an example. But by Misa and Mammon, it would be the case. Yes, sure. Yes. The what? The machlaik is Tanoim. By Karas and Mammon. That's why I said, according to the man, the owner who says, come with your own. Reb Chaim has a second nafkamina, which we will discuss again on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. By Mi'ila, Mayil Behegdish. If someone's Mayil Behegdish, the Rambam says he gets Malkus for being Mayil Behegdish, and he has to pay. He's Mayil Behegdish, even amazing. If Mamish gets Malkus, like Ul Mishal. Why don't we say Kam Levi D'Rab Mine? Why don't we say Kam Levi D'Rab Mine on Mi'ila? Why does he have to pay? So Reb Chaim is Masber that when you pay by Mi'ila, it's not a din mammon that you have to pay. It's what I would call a din iser. It's not that Bezd is mechayiv you to pay hegdish. It's that you yourself have an obligation to hegdish, to be mashlim to hegdish. Bezd doesn't. It's not that Bezd forces you to pay, like when you chayiv money to someone else. Hegdish is dina yisr. As dina yisr, you have to make sure that the amount of chefzei kedusha that exists in the world it remains the same. You have to reimburse hegdish. So Zot Reb Chaim, that's pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam says by mi'ila, you do both. It's malchus and paying. Why? Malchus you get because bezin is mechayev. Paying for mi'ila, Reb Chaim calls. It's a rishosh or an einish she'ena mesur lebezin. It's not dependent on bezin. It's not dependent on bezin at all. Mi'ila is something where you have to reimburse the hegdish. So me'ila by mi'ila by hegdish, you do both. It's a rambam like a mishnah. Fact of chayim, the din is ha'echol chametz hegdish bePesach. If someone eats chametz of hegdish on Pesach, what's the einish for chametz bePesach? It's einish karis. So according to the Man D'Yama that says kamalei d'rabinei by karis, the Gemara says you're potter. If you eat chametz hegdish on Pesach, you have to pay. We had last year shalcha yataraya aval ataraya shal hegdish. Hegdish allowed to on chametz on Pesach. If somebody eats it on Pesach, so he's chayav karis, and he doesn't have to pay. Why? We just had to. We said by Malkus and Mamin you have to pay Mi'ilah. Why is it by Karis and Mamin you don't? Sakhtar Chaim, according to my husband, it's very good. By Malkus and Mamin, the only Ptur you have is if it's a Ptur in Bezdin. By Misa and Mamin, if your Karis is the same as Misa. Which is, means that Karis, the Lashon Gemara is that Rav Nochiyah ben Achana Hayoisa Chayve Krisis Kechayve Misis. That the one who says Karis, you say Kam Levi Derami, that he holds it's a type of Misa. Which means that by Chametz, which Kam Levi Derami is it? The second din of Kam Levi Derami is Lo Yiyasin Anish Yanish. There, the halachi is not that you're potter, not that. We're not mechayiv you to pay. It's that the mammon is included in the punishment of misa. So when you get misa or karis, that includes the mammon. So in that case, it's the loyi yasin dikadin of kamalev deramine. So the halacha is different. The loyi yasin. You tak it on after pay. Because mammon is included in misa. It's a separate type of kamalev deramine. Now this is Reb Chaim's Yisoid. Reb Chaim brings more nafkaminis, which we'll get to. But again, the Yisoid is that one is a din in Einchei Bezdin, and one is a din in Asayim. In anybody who's going to get who's eligible for Misa, Mammon is included in that. Even if he doesn't get the Misa, right? Even if he's for whatever reason he didn't get Asra, he doesn't get Misa, he's still part of Mammon, because the punishment of Mammon is included in the Misa Dika punishment. And as soon as he's shayach to Misa, to the Einish Misa, there is no Einish Ma. This is Reb Chaim's side. Now, coming back to the Divrei Yecheskel and the Rabbi Akiva Eiger, what did they say? They said that a Raydeif, the Gemara says it by Raydeif, Rabbi Akiva Eiger says it by Kanan Paikinbay, that by a Raydeif you say, come Levi the Rabbi. Now, not for Reb Chaim, I would have had a problem. I would have said, what do you mean? Today, Rishasai, Mishum Rishach, Zatam Echaiva. This is all a din in Bezdin. Lo Yiyasin teaches you Misa too. But if I would have understood that it's a din in Bezdin, what would be by a Raydeif? Is a Raydeif a din in Bezdin? No. Bezdin doesn't ask him that a Raydeif is Chayav Misa. By the time they get to Bezdin, the Radifa was finished. Raydeif is not a din in Bezdin. Raydeif is a din in Loyiyah Asai. Loyiyah Asai. And Loyiyah Asin, it makes sense. Hoyiyah Asin, if he's Chayav Misa, there's no Mammon. The whole din of Raydeif makes sense because it's a Xeris Akasib of Loyiyah Asai, Anashi Anash. Hoyiyah Asai, if he's Chayav Misa, then there's no Mammon. So that makes sense by a Raydeif. It has nothing to do with Bezdin. Masha Eichen, a punishment of Malkus, which I would learn out of the Pasuk of Kedai Rishasai. There, if you would have a case of Raydeif, which would be a Chi of Malkus, then I wouldn't, it would have nothing to do with Kamlev de Ramine. Because that, the first din of Kamlev de Ramine, which you learn from Kedai Rishasai, is only a din in Bezdin. Loyiyah Asayin is a din which has nothing to do with Bezdin. It's Be'etzem. Loyiyah Asayin. If there's no Misa, then you have to pay. So the din of Raydeif and Kanan Paiginbay is a din in the second Gezeres HaKasav of Loyiyah Asayin Anish Yanish. If you look in the Divrei Yecheskel, you'll see he brings a Tshuvas HaRashba in the first paragraph. Tshuvas HaRashba in two lines says the Reb Chaim. This Reb Chaim is really the Rashba. Because the lashon of the Tshuvas HaRashba is that a Raydeif is part of paying because it's a din lo yiyas, and it's not a din kedei rishas. It's not mishas lashon. So what do we establish? That there are two types of kam levi deramine. There's one type of Kamal Levi Rabinei, which is a Din Bez Din, which is Misa, which is Malkis and Mamun. There's one which is a Din Layia Asain, which is Misa and Mamun. And in Layia Asain, we have this Kiddush of Raidev, Knom Paigimbay, and Bama Machteres, that they're also considered Hagiyas. This is the status that we learned today. Now, let me tell you a kasha that I had, which I didn't find in any mafarshim. And see if it's Mimela answered. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that Fayin Dalit. Yes, it's a kasha on our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Haba Allah Chaisai. What's the din? Haba Allah Chaisai, you have to pay knas. In fact, the Gemara, you know, the halacha is that if you see someone being raidef after his sister to be mezana, what's the din? You're allowed to kill a raidef. A raidef, not only a raidef for tzicha, is chayim misa, but a raidef to be ma'anes someone is also chayim misa. So what's going on here? In fact, the Gemara, why haba ala chaysai? Do you have to pay a knas? Let's say, come live the rabbi. Now you're a righteous. Be ma'anis, the sister. You're being ma'abalach, I say, being ma'anis. You're a righteous. Yechayev Misa. And a righteous is, we say, come live the rabbi. They buy a righteous. So the Gemara has five different terutzim. One of the terutzim is Inachinami. Inachinami is part of from knas. Our Gemara is talking b'yochel lahatzilai be'echad me'evarav. In a case, if you see a raidif, normally you see a raidif going to kill somebody, you have to kill him in order to save the nirdif. But there could be a case where you can save him be'echad me'evarav. Let's say you're an expert shooter, you could shoot his legs. So the halacha is, if you have a machine gun, you don't have to be an expert, right? You just shoot at the lower part of his body. And you shoot his legs, and then he won't. You won't be able to kill the nirdif. So the din is, you're supposed to save him. You're supposed to do that. So if the Gemara, our Mishnah is talking by someone who's Baal HaChaisai, and you're Yachal Atzilai Be'echa Me'evarav, so there's such a case. And the Me'ela, there's no Kam Le'vi D'Rav Aminex, there's no Chiyav Misa. This is the Gemara's Teretz. You like the Gemara's Teretz? There's no Chiyav Misa. There's no Chiyav Misa. He's not a raidef that you're allowed to kill. Huh?
A regular raidef.
A regular raidef who's going to kill someone is different. Because the nirdaf who's going to be killed, he's not a Chiyav Latzila Becha Meivar. He's allowed to kill him straight out. But by Znus, you have such a chetimtsa. That it's Yachal Latzila Becha Meivar. So he says, in such a case, there's no Kamalei the Rabbi. Maybe, but we can talk about it. It's a complicated issue. What? Aslav Dafka Chayse. He says, Bala Chayse, he means any of the Arabs. Nachinami, why? Bala Chayse, Achaysavi, Achaysimai, any Arab. No, if it's someone you're allowed to be Mizanik, the Torah didn't ask us, no, it's. Mamzeres, you mean by Surah Lavin? No, I don't think it's by Surah Lavin. No, because a woman, you can force a woman. A woman can't stop you. What? We see it's by Malchus too.
So I'm saying, but Kamlai, we see the saying that you kill him or you cannot.
This is the kasha that I had in the Gemara. I thought all the mafarshim will ask it. I don't know. What's a Terence? Yachal Atzilai Becha Meivarav. So, still say Kam Levi D'Rav Minei. Guy getting shot in the legs. So, he can get shot in the legs. So, therefore, he shouldn't have to pay. No? What's the Gemara's Terence? Gemara answers, no, it's not Misa, because you can injure him. Okay, Shkayef, you can injure him. Still say Kam Levi D'Rav Minei. Ever just to injure him. So say, come leave the rabbi minay. I have a right to injure him, so therefore he shouldn't have to pay. Just like in the Hava Mina, we thought, since Abra's just to kill him. Therefore he's part of from paying. So now too, I have a right to injure him. So why is that different than every Malkus? Every Malkus, I'm not killing him, I'm injuring him. So come later, I mean, I have that too. Oh, good.
Well, so the Malkus is always love to be still the seed to pay back.
Why?
Even though you get the Malkus. Because not only you get the
Teirushat, no? So, Koy Terab Chaim, that's all based on Rab Chaim. Koy Terab Chaim, it's very geschmack. When it's Misa, when it's a din Misa, so that we learn out of Laiya Asayin, then we're Marba Raidif. Then we're Marba the Raidif in Achinam. But here, what's this din Latzilai Vechane Evarav? So that's not Laiya Asayin. Can that lay also means Misa. So if I'm going to say Kamlei the Rabbi, then I can only learn it from Kedei Rishasay, Mishum Rishach, Satam Achaybay. I can only give one punishment, not two. But according to Rav Chaim, it's very good. Kedei Rishasay is a din in Bezdin. In Bezdin being Machayiv. So we said, Raidif is not a Ptor by Malkus and Mammon. Raidif is only by Misa and Mammon, by Lei Yasay. There's such a thing that Misa and Mammon, that a Raidif is included. By Kedei Rishasay, it's only something Bezdin is Machayiv. And killing a Raidif or injuring a Raidif is not a din that Bezdin is Machayiv. So the male is very geschmack, the Gemara. That injuring him, that's already Kedei Rishasay, there's no Kamei Derabine. There, if you're not killing him, Kamei Derabine is only a din in Hanagas Bezdin. The Bezdin can't give two punishments. And that's it. So the male by Raidif, there's no Ptor because you can injure him, you should be part of a Mami. No! But since you can injure him, that's not Lo Yasai, which talks about Misa. It's Kedei Rishasai. Kedei Rishasai is only a din that Bezdin is Machai.
The kasha is that you still have to pay. You still have the
chiyuv
to pay, but
does he
pay?
So now he'll pay. Why? Because he'll come to Bezdin. Now Bezdin is only going to be Machai in one thing. By Malkus and Mammon, he doesn't have to. Bezdin is not Machai to pay.
Okay.
Only Malkus. But by Nidlat Zilei Bechamei Varav, he's a Raidif to be Mizana with someone. By the time they schlep into Bezdin, he's not a Raidif anymore. So Bezdin is only giving Mechayiv Amin. Because Bezdin now is not going to be Mechayiv. Let's see, Lebecha Meva. It's very geschmack. Well, Rabbi Akiva Eiger holds, it's still a mitzvah to do what? To injure him? Yeah, it's a mitzvah to injure him because he's saving the Nirdif. So it is a mitzvah. So this is all b'derech hakdama to kamlei. When I tell you hakdama, I mean this is going to come up again in the perek, even in the short zman. It's going to come up again. This Reb Chaim's yisoid, the two dinim and kamlei, and the way it plugs into Raidei. How many nafkaminas we had? I think four. I spoke out kamlei the nafkamina between the two Eidim Zaymimim and Yila. And Raidev, I spoke at three. Oh, and Lati Sidei Shemayim. If Tfisa helps, that was the main Nafkamina. If you grab, does it help? If it's Kedei Rishasai, grabbing helps. If it's the main Nafkamina. So we have four Nafkaminas in the Rav Chaim. Now, the second half of the Rabbi Akiva Eiger has to do with a totally different question. The question of Safik. By Sveikis, do we say Kamlai with the Ramina? If someone's a Safik Chai of Misa, does that pattern for Mammon? If someone's a Safik Chai of Malkus, does that pattern for Mammon? By Sveikis, what's the deal? Now this is really a Shabbitolian Svara. So here we have the second half of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which I did not get to today. And there's a Rabbi Chanan, I think it's Pei Dalet, he brings Rabbi Akiva Eiger as a Raya. It's either Pei Beis or Pei Dalet, I think it's Pei Dalet, on this issue. There's also Magen Avraham on it. The thing is this, we're going quite slowly here in the beginning. I always want to move to make sure that you keep on not wasting your time for a Seder. One of the biggest problems with learning very slowly is that people come for a Seder, they don't know what to do. I assume you've all learned the Gemara, probably to the Bible of Yamad Beis, and probably you've learned the Tosis in the head. What I'd like to do tomorrow is briefly touch on the Chiddush of the second Chiddush of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. I can spend a lot of time on it because it will come up again later in the parak. And to learn the Reb Shimon on Taisus Halakutis. The Reb Shimon is the Reb Shimon on the first parak. It's Simin Tezvav in the Reb Shimon, Chakira Beis. It's the two paragraphs that begin Chakira Beis. It has to do with kavua kemechta amechta, which Tosfos brings. The fair warning is that once we finish this Tosfos, we'll be done with the Mishnah, and the Gemara will start to move quickly. Sunday will turn already, probably, I would say, it will turn the page. So for tomorrow, please don't waste your time. For tomorrow, we have the second year of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, this Nidai of Safik, and the Reb Shimon, which should take your time. And you should look at this Reb Chaim. It's the Grach al HaShas on Daf Lamed Beis. Here in Ksubis Daf Lamed Beis. And you should take a look at it. He brings other Nafkaminas that I didn't discuss. It's a very long Reb Chaim. The main part of the first... Really, the main piece, I think, is the third paragraph where he explains the two demon. But please take a look at it. Today, I just have to excuse myself. I won't be here for Mincha because of my father's yard site. We're going out to the Beis Island. But I do hope that all of you, I've been seeing faces here by Mincha, I hope you'll keep it up. I would encourage you, I know, I got here for Mincha, afterwards you don't know what to do. It's like it's more time than you're accustomed to. To take, you know, I learn after Mincha every day, the days that I can. I have a Seder with someone, we learn Mishnah Berurah 15 minutes. Take the time, sit down, take a Seder. Right after Mincha, you'll see. You're here, you have the time. Make use of it. I'm not telling you to learn Mishnah Berurah, but try, squeeze in. Always, the person should always get used to looking to squeeze in extra 15 minutes of Dharam here and there. It will come to Sinut later in life. You'll see, later in life, there'll be times where you'll be very, life will be hectic. If the only thing you know how to do is to have a Seder where you have to go into it with a big eon, you'll be well, won't help your asmada. There'll be times in life, you know, where you have to learn how to have 15 minute half hour siddur. So any of you who have chosen the path of being accountants, there's something called tax season, which we hope in Shemayim is some kind of a tour, you know, people have chavrusas. So until people are working, they have chavrusas, they want a few hours a night, and they get up early in the morning, and tax season, they get cut down. You have to learn how to have short siddurim too. So try, whether it's a different perek or another limud, to try to squeeze in another limud, and try to get used to learning the mafarshim that we speak out and share. I know a lot of people just write it down without looking in. Try to get used to that as well. Okay.